Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. Today, we are looking at the top industry news stories from around Australia this week, starting with a rising trend of using artificial intelligence in the insurance sector. Just a few days ago, on October 17th, an intriguing development gave us insights into how the insurance industry is armoring itself with cutting-edge technology. To outpace sophisticated scams, the insurance sector is harnessing the power of artificial intelligence. The Insurance Council of Australia and the U.S. National Insurance Crime Bureau have estimated significant financial impacts due to fraud, with a staggering $400 million in undetected fraudulent claims in Australia alone. To help tackle this, the industry is turning to AI, analyzing data in real time to detect scams and foster consumer trust. A proactive approach to combat these scams is needed, and industry leaders are advocating for strong cultural and regulatory shifts. This swift approach to prevention is led by Andrew Gill, a former cybercrime detective heading the fraud prevention efforts at ICA. Together, they are working hard to counter the steadily rising wave of shallow fake scams and generative AI, emphasizing the importance of shared data and predicting fraudulent schemes. Pivoting now to Western Australia, where we have an unfolding situation for property owners faced with faulty infrastructure, impacting both personal lives and insurance procedures. On October 15th, a crisis was brought to light concerning defective plumbing systems. Specific IPLEX's ProFit Typlex 1050 pipes are to blame, with recurring water leaks leading to insurers like the RAC and QBE refusing renewals for affected homes. This dilemma is causing financial strains and emotional stress for families in the region. As noted by the West Australian, this situation has started to impact the property market. Prospective buyers are deterred by potential future liabilities and insurance challenges that come with houses fitted with faulty plumbing. A call to action is now upon us to alleviate insurance woes triggered by such instances, and the urgent need for industry reform is evident. Homeowners are often finding themselves forced into costly renovations, and experts are urging for pre-purchase plumbing inspections and stricter industry regulation to avoid such situations. And that's your insurance industry roundup for this week. Stay informed, stay prepared. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your best source for personal and business insurance solutions. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information. Until next Sunday, take care.